Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It's a bit like seeing Bigfoot out in the wild. A new grainy photo comes out. Everyone's zooming in. Is that really Kate? Is it Photoshopped? Is it AI? Because it doesn't really look like Kate. Well, new video from TMZ has come out of William and supposedly Kate Middleton out and about grocery shopping. And everyone is not convinced that this is still Kate Middleton.
It's not her. It is not her. Okay, I am one of the lunatics that saw this photo that TMZ posted. And I zoomed in and I looked at her and I was like, that ain't her. And then I watched the video and watched her walk. And I was just like, that ain't her.
Really?
I have fallen into the Kate Middleton conspiracy hole. I cannot get myself out. It's like quicksand. And I posted that on my Insta story. And I'm like, am I a psychopath that zoomed in to see if this was really her? Yep. Do I think it is? Nope. And I can't begin to tell you how my DMs got flooded of people are like, it's not her. It's not her. Where is she?
She's somewhere. Mm. She ain't with Kate or with William, because I saw the video too. And to me, the walk was the weirdest bit.
Right?
The walk in the face, like she hasn't the AI walk. Like it's giving bobblehead. Like normally Kate walks with like this very pristine grace. She doesn't want to make too much noise. She's like tiptoeing around the earth. When she was out and about with William, she was like,
and somebody also pointed out, when's the last time we saw her and William shopping and her carrying bags? It's like, never. Right?
It's so funny you guys say this, because I saw the video and it's like her favorite farmer's market. It made me dismiss all the conspiracies. I think it's her.
You do.
I think she in the public eye, like when she's on, she probably holds herself one way. I think this is natural Kate. I think she's happy because she's had a long break. And it made me think that maybe the answer really is she had surgery. She told everyone she'd be back at Easter and she's not letting anyone push her into it. And she's like, I told them I'd be back at Easter. That's when I'm going to be back.
Maybe she and Richard Simmons are together, because nobody knows where that dude's at either.
They're in the club with Amelia Earhart.
Just hanging out.
You know what I think is a more plausible theory is I think she probably got a facelift, because I was zooming in on her and I was like, she looks like Kate, but not. Like she looks like AI Kate. So I'm like, what if she was a little bit sheepish about the fact that she's a royal and she's using British taxpayer dollars to get cosmetic surgery?
Yeah, because there's something about the cheekbones.
It's something about maybe she got filler. Maybe it didn't go well. Maybe she had like a Kristen, what's Kristen from Sex and the City's name?
Oh, Kristen Chenoweth.
Davis.
Kristen Davis.
There you go. Maybe she got like the Kristen Davis treatment and she's like, oh, I got to dissolve this ASAP. Because she doesn't look like herself.
I zoomed in. I'm afraid to admit how hard I analyzed that photo, and I didn't think it was.
Don't tell me you don't got time for a 10-minute workout.
This was work. Uh-huh. She was flexing those fingers. I was like.
All right, on to more serious entertainment news. I have some really sad news about Toby Keith. So the CEO of the Country Music Association announced yesterday that he had actually been voted into the Country Music Hall of Fame the day he passed away.
This year, we anticipated receiving the names of our final inductees on Tuesday, February the 6th. As we know now, we woke up that morning to the heartbreaking news that our friend Toby Keith had lost his long battle with stomach cancer. What's bittersweet is just that a few hours later, our team received word from Deloitte that he'd been elected in the modern era category. Mm.
It's so sad. Yeah. And she said her favorite part of the whole job that she has is she gets to tell these incredible artists that they've gotten this honor.
Truly one of the greatest honors of my job is getting to inform these inductees that they're the newest members of the hallowed class. My heart sank that Tuesday afternoon knowing that we missed the chance to inform Toby while he was still with us. But I have no doubt that he's smiling down on us, knowing that he'll always be, quote, as good as he once was.
I don't know if he's smiling so much as he's just looking down, but like, you couldn't have done it a day earlier.
Right.
Literally one day earlier. Get it together, people. Ariana Grande's grandma has actually been, not even elected, because she doesn't have to be elected for this, but she is 98 years old and she's now the oldest artist ever to hit the Hot 100 charts. Ariana Grande does this thing in a lot of her songs where she gets like quotes from her loved ones that they record and she puts them in her songs. Here is her 98-year-old grandma in a song called Ordinary Things.
Never go to bed without kiss good night. It's the worst thing to do. Don't ever, ever do that. And if you can't, and if you don't feel comfortable doing it, you're in the wrong place. Get out.
Wise words from Nona. All right, she says she likes it when women flirt with her husband. I'll tell you what national news anchor says. It's actually a turn on for her on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.